USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosing having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
A man linked to Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani is being charged with stealing funds from the baseball star and using it to gamble through an illegal bookkeeper who himself is already under investigation by the feds. The LA Times reports Ohtani's interpreter is the man charged in the case. Ohtani, who plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, fired the interpreter on Wednesday when the news broke. He just signed a record 10-year, $700 million contract this last offseason. With inflation still higher than its key benchmark, U.S. interest rates are staying the same for now.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometimes bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years.
USA's John Schaefer. The federal appeals judges are quickly putting a controversial immigration enforcement law in Texas back on hold following an earlier U.S. Supreme Court decision lifting an even earlier stay on the law. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott telling a crowd he believes President Biden is being dishonest about the situation with border security. Republicans say the solution is to reinstitute Trump-era border policy. Abbott claims Biden knows that, even while blaming Republicans in Congress for not passing a legislative fix.
Either A, he was just outright lying to you. B, he had no idea what he was talking about. Or C, all of the above. I think it's all of the above.
During his remarks, Abbott referenced the possibility of Texas making an official declaration of an invasion. On that note, House Republican Charles McCall saying that he will immediately introduce new border security legislation in Congress. He said that it will be similar to the law that went into effect in Texas. President Biden, campaigning in Arizona Wednesday, told voters about billions in new federal grants that will go to tech giant Intel for supercomputer chip production in a handful of states.
This historic funding will be used to build new semiconductor fab facilities and modernize and expand existing ones in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon.
The spending was approved through the bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act. Biden stressed
they're critical to emerging technologies. They're going to power the future economy.
Wall Street closing Wednesday with stocks much higher as all three major averages secured record closes. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.